Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Eau Claire County families mourn the death of Dolly Parton. Also, we'll tell you about two events that you can take part in on Saturday, September 12th. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Children and families all across Eau Claire County have a special sadness this week after the death of 80-year-old Dolly Parton. Local children enrolled in the Dolly Parton Imagination Library have been receiving a book mailed to their home every month from birth until their fifth birthday. Jennifer Eddy, executive director of the Family Resource Center at Oakwood Mall, says kids in Eau Claire County have been greatly benefiting from Parton's Imagination Library.
That's right. Since 2022, we've had the program going strong.
So how does it work exactly?
So parents pay nothing for the program. They sign their child up anytime from birth to age 5, and the child magically gets a book every month in the mail with their name on it. So parents are telling us it's like Christmas every month when they get a personal gift of these exciting books in the mail. The Family Resource Center actually pays the bills. So Dolly has negotiated, or the Dollywood Foundation, so that the books cost less than $3 each, even with the mailing costs. And so we pay those invoices, but we're a small nonprofit, so we have had to fundraise or get other people to pay the funding. And that's how the program works in each community where it's centered. People think the Dolly just buys all the books, but each community has to have some buy-in. So each community pays for the cost of the books. And here in Eau Claire County, it's been largely the Pablo Foundation that's paid for the books. And we're currently fundraising for an Imagination Fund at the Eau Claire Community Foundation that will pay for all the books going forward forever.
Really? What was your reaction, Jennifer, to hearing the news this week that Dolly Parton had passed at the age of 80?
I know it sounds crazy, but I was really heartbroken. I mean, she's an 80-year-old woman. What do you expect? But somehow in my heart, I just thought she's so vibrant and alive and committed to her work and her art. And just the thought that she had left was really just devastating, for not just for me, but for all of us who's been working so hard on the Imagination Fund and bringing this, her program, here to Eau Claire County.
But what a legacy, and one of the huge parts of that legacy is the Imagination Library here, and not only many parts of the U.S., but all around the world. And so what's the impact you see being made in the kids that you work with at the Family Resource Center and elsewhere who've been receiving these more than 70,000 books just in our area since the program started 4 years ago?
Yeah, the kids love the books. Like I said, they drag their parents out to the mailbox. They insist that parents read to them every day, multiple times a day. They just love reading. I'm not sure I said, but Dolly Parton's dad could not read, which is why she felt so passionate about this cause. And her mission was basically to get books into the houses of children and to help them learn to love reading. And this program does exactly that. The variety of books. We're hearing, you know, all these testimonials from parents thanking Dolly and thanking us, and they just tell us that the variety of books and the generosity of the program, you know, these kids actually get a little happy birthday announcement from Dolly Parton. They feel like they're getting books personally from Dolly, and just that idea that every month you're personally getting this fun gift in the mail really makes it not just even about reading, but about generosity and giving and excitement and anticipation. So it's really a genius program.
What about if somebody wants to see if they could qualify for this program? How would they do that?
Yeah, so you can certainly stop into the Family Resource Center. You have to live in Eau Claire County. Unfortunately, we only are covering Eau Claire County currently. But you can come in and sign up at our center or go to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library website, in your zip code, and then fill out the form, print it off, sign it, and mail it to us.
Despite what some may think, Jennifer Eddy says eligibility for the Imagination Library program is not tied to a family's income.
No. It's a universal program. More than half of people who are signed up in Eau Claire County are low income, but that's only because the Family Resource Center is working really closely with WIC and other programs that serve low income families to make sure they benefit from this program. But it's set up to be a universal, non-stigmatizing program because all children need to learn to love to read.
Jennifer Eddy is very excited that an Eau Claire author's debut book was chosen for the program.
Katie Vennett, she's such a lovely person, and her book, Fort, is really a masterpiece. It's amazing and kind of a sign from above for us that this talented young woman, her very first book ever published, was chosen for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library just as we are fundraising for it here in Eau Claire, you know, and she's a local author. It's really quite extraordinary.
In fact, Friday I got a chance to interview author Katie Vennett and ask her how she learned that her debut book had been chosen as part of the distribution for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
My editor at Penguin Random House emailed me. All the books in the Dolly Parton Imagination Library are part of Penguin Young Readers. So my editor submitted it for consideration, and then she emailed me in November and told me that it was selected. And it was an amazing email to get.
I mean, how many copies of that go out?
I've been told that 700,000 copies went out as part of the program this month.
That is, what was your reaction?
Oh, gosh. Overwhelmed, honored. I cried. It's the biggest honor for a picture book writer to be chosen for this program, simply because all we want is for kids to read our books. And all the awards in the world won't guarantee that a kid will read your book, but the Dolly Parton Imagination Library guarantees that those books get in the hands of kids. So it was quite an overwhelming honor to know that 700,000 kids would be getting my book in August. And then my kids being my kids, they rounded up and they're like, well, you could say that a million people will be reading your books because the grown-ups will be reading it too. And I was like, oh, we don't need to talk about that. It's just too big.
And as thrilling as that was, as we were just getting acquainted before recording this, I asked you, when did they receive it? And you said a lot of them received it maybe even the day that Dolly passed.
Yeah, there's a couple of people posting on social media, and then I got forwarded those videos, but they were saying how they received the book in the mail, and then they learned later that day that Dolly had passed away. I have mixed feelings. I'm so sad. I'm sad that she's gone. I'm honored that my book was chosen. I have all the feelings that
right.
you can imagine.
It's complicated. Yeah. Tell us
very
about
complicated feelings.
Tell us about the book.
The book is called Forts, and it's illustrated by Kennard Pack, who's one of my favorite illustrators. And it's about all the cozy places that you can find forts in the world. And it starts out with what I call wild forts. So forts that are out in nature, like, you're in the woods and you're exploring and there's an oak tree that's fallen over and all those roots are out in the air, and it makes this great little hollow underneath it. And then it moves into the forts that you might find in your backyard, like a tent made out of sticks and flowers. And then finally, it talks about the forts that you make inside your house, like a pillow fort or under the kitchen table. And it's all about coziness, the coziness of forts, and also empowering kids to make their own forts to find the emotional regulation that forts have for kids. And then it ends with encouraging them to think about who they would want to build a fort with and be in a fort with.
What a brilliant idea. How did it?
Oh, thank you so much.
How did it come to you that I've got to write a book about this?
Oh, I loved forts when I was a kid. We made them at least once a week. and then when my kids were little, we made forts as well. And I think it just kind of came together one day when I just realized how cozy forts were and how much I loved thinking about forts. And then the book just kind of poured out of me after that.
Well, congratulations. That is amazing. What an honor. Do you have plans for another book?
Thank you. And I have another book that came out in August. It's called Cassini's Mission, and it's about the Cassini spacecraft finding the ingredients for life, not life itself, but the ingredients for life on one of Saturn's moons called Enceladus. I have a graphic novel coming out in 2 years about the Voyager space mission, and I have a picture book that will be released next week that's about a naval disaster. I can't say more, but it's about a disaster at sea and the people who saved the survivors from that disaster.
Area author Katie Vennett on her book, Forts, being selected for distribution through Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. And also Jennifer Eddy, Executive Director of the Family Resource Center in Eau Claire, talks about how people can support the library here locally.
So the best way, people have been giving in all sorts of ways, and we appreciate them all. So there's no wrong answer. But the absolute best is if you can write a check, then there's no credit card fees, and you write the check to the ECCF, Eau Claire Community Foundation, Imagination Fund, and then mail the check to 7 Dewey Street in Eau Claire. And then all those funds go to cover the cost of the program here in Eau Claire County.
And again, mail your check to ECCF Imagination Fund, 7 Dewey Street, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 54701. And we have two different September 12th events to tell you about. One we've been telling you about on past Chippewa Valley This Week broadcasts, and that is the Strength and Service Summit being put on by Trinity Equestrian Center. They had an event out at the ranch last year, but this year it's expanded out to the Eau Claire Event District. Some terrific speakers we told you about last week, including Tracy LaTourette, the keynote, but also spoke with Tony Mattson here recently about another one of the speakers, international speaker Paul Butler.
Paul's a spectacular guy. I met him when I spoke down in the southern part of the state. I interviewed him on my podcast, and one of the things that I feel so strongly about Paul is that he is the type of person that when you're with him, he is absolutely present. And it's really uncommon because you and I both, we know a lot of people. We talk to a lot of people. Uh-huh. We speak all over. And yet it's really rare to have someone who is so focused. They're not looking over their shoulder to see who they can talk with next. They are absolutely in the moment right with you. The moment I met him, that was the first thing that came to me.
That's about the biggest compliment you can give somebody.
Yeah,
it really is.
It really is. Yeah. And he's just a remarkable man. So anybody who comes, you just gotta meet Paul because he's that kind of guy.
Again, sign up to be part of the Strength and Service Summit, September 12th. The second annual event had a great event last year, expanded out to the Eau Claire Event District. Learn more at trinity-ec.com. And when you go there, you can click on the banner and it'll take you to strengthinservicesummit.com. That's strengthinservicesummit.com. Apple.com. And finally, also on September 12th, it's the Apple Walk for Life, Apple Pregnancy Care Center, the Walk for Life for women, for families, for life. And I spoke this past week with Mackenzie Jensen, the executive director, and talked about the 18 months she's been heading up Apple since taking over for the longtime director, Melinda Gardner. How's it been going?
It's been good. We've had, just more volunteers, more staff, kind of changeover, but just enjoying, learning a lot in the last year and a half. Just excited for what could be.
Jensen talks about the Apple Walk for Life September 12th at Owen Park in Eau Claire.
Yeah, so it's our biggest fundraiser of the year, so it helps sustain us. All throughout the year, obviously we have businesses and individuals and churches that are graciously support us so kindly, and then this is our biggest fundraiser. So a couple hundred people come out, walk about 5K, a leisurely 5K, so no one is doing their personal best. But it's just a great time for families to obviously celebrate life and then make an impact in investing in the pregnancy center, which, again, like I said, sustains the ministry, but also allows and affords us opportunity to think about the future and what could be and how we could expand services.
And talk about just the work that's going on with Apple that they'll be supporting.
Yeah, so our two major things is reaching abortion-minded, abortion-vulnerable clients. So any woman that finds themselves in herself in an unplanned pregnancy, being able to have someone to talk to. We say, once you become pregnant, you become a parent. And so you have choices. And a lot of women don't understand what that means. And a lot of them are scared and don't necessarily have social support. And so we want to provide a space for that. And then our second thing is our Earn While You Learn program. So men and women, moms and dads, can come in and enroll in the Earn While You Learn, and that's parenting education. So it's a peer-to-peer mentoring where they are able to look or watch curriculum, parenting education, and then they earn bucks, and those bucks go towards purchasing any of the items that we have in our store, which are also mainly donated from the community as well.
And that's been going on for a number of years, and that's been a great program to have, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the center's been open for 45 years, so we're celebrating 45 years. We did in May was 45 years. And then, yes, the Earn While You Learn program has been going on for years.
And that's been terrific. And finally, Apple Executive Director Mackenzie Jensen is inviting as many people as possible to join her and Apple supporters Saturday, September 12th at Owen Park in Eau Claire for fun for the whole family with a coffee bar, roadside ice cream, face painting, cotton candy, raffles, and more.
This is a way to invest in loving your neighbor. This is one way you can do that. And so, especially as believers, just called to love our neighbor. And this is a way to love children and women and families in the Chippewa Valley. And we are inviting you to come participate and partner with us, walk with us to promote and celebrate life and to see families thrive.
Mackenzie Jensen, Executive Director of Apple Pregnancy Care Center in Eau Claire. Again, learn more at applepcc.org. That's applepcc.org. September 12th, 10 o'clock at Owen Park in Eau Claire is when the event will get going. Meanwhile, also don't forget about the Strength and Service Summit. Learn more at trinity-ec.com, and that'll take you to strengthandservicesummit.com, strengthandservicesummit.com, $129 to register for that terrific event coming up on September 12th. And finally, support the Eau Claire Imagination Fund Library, part of Dolly Parton's legacy. You can do that with a check to ECCF Imagination Fund, 7 Dewey Street, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 54701. The preceding, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.